So there's another feature. So Amazon co-brand cards have their own feature called equal payment plan that's offered on Amazon cards by Amazon. So that means anytime a customer makes a purchase on the Amazon website with their Amazon card, they can split it into plans without interest. So we asked them if like customers find it confusing, if they find it confusing. Yes, customers sometimes confuse equal payment plans with Chase Pay over time, but usually specialists are able to handle that because they know you don't earn rewards on an Amazon EPP, but you earn rewards with Chase Pay over time on your transactions. Also, in your statements, equal payment plan shows as equal pay versus Chase Pay over time as a separate table on its own. So they're able to clarify that for customers. Specialists receive calls from customers while making a large purchase, asking if that purchase may be eligible. It's a gamble. Sometimes it might not be, but they want to know before they make a purchase itself if they can put it into a plan. This usually increases handle time to 10-15 minutes to explain it, and specialists can't give like a particular or a confident answer because they don't necessarily like know how eligibility for transactions work. The next complaint is about account eligibility and transaction eligibility when a fraud or a dispute gets reported on it. So one of them, I'm not sure which, will have to take it back. If it's dispute is reported, maybe transaction becomes ineligible to be put in a plan. But if it's a fraud, then the whole account becomes ineligible. So we need to know the timing on how long this ineligibility lasts and also how it works if a dispute is reported. What happens, and there's already a plan on that transaction and a dispute is reported, what happens when to your plan? Do you have to pay the monthly fee? Do you not? And if you are rebilled, what happens? Does your plan get reinstated and you continue paying your monthly fee? And like, what happens if it's denied? If your dispute is accepted, is your monthly fee refunded? So essentially, your monthly fee is refunded, but specialists don't have an idea about it or can't give a concrete answer because this is not like specified for them anywhere. Sometimes they look back at old fees and then are able to clarify it. So we should improve that communication. Please add what I've said until now to the table as well. And if some of it is repetitive with the feedback synthesis table that you've created, then try to consolidate it. Don't make new entries if it's a repetitive thing.